Sidney Claxton, Chippewa Falls. He's 9 years old now, but he's been an entrepreneur since he was at least seven, probably earlier than that. Came up with an astounding idea based on the fact that, well, in Chippewa Falls, obviously you know this, that bratwurst are curved.
That's right.
Buns are not. Most of us wouldn't even think anything more about it. You break them a little bit. It's unfortunate if you got to do that. You know, you just break them, and it kind of ruins the whole thing. All the juice leaks out. But Sidney Claxton had another idea, and let's find out about it right now with us. Sidney, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
How you holding up under all this? You got a lot of press and radio and TV and pretty good?
Yeah.
Yeah. They must be. You've been on television with this thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did they come to your house and film you and everything?
No, they came to Tunnels.
Uh huh. Okay. And tell me how you first got this idea about the fact that the bratwurst is curved, but the buns are not. How did that come to you?
We were in the car, and I asked my dad, "Why don't they have curved buns for brats?" And he told me I don't know. And then a couple of years later, we had a invention fair. And that's when I got to show off the idea. And then I was the first one out of 10 years that actually had their invention go into production.
Fantastic. Now, yes, for Sidney. Sidney Claxton, Chippewa Falls, inventor. And a man about town. Was there a moment? Did you get the idea right away when you thought that you could make a curved bun, or did you sleep on it and wake up one morning just with the idea in your head, or how did that work?
I think that we had either eaten brats at night or we were planning to.
And you dreaded the thought of having your bratwurst stick out of your bun.
Yeah.
Now, how did you go about making a curved, and that'd be a hard thing to make, isn't it, a curved bratwurst bun?
Yeah.
Did you try baking some?
We tried at home,
mm-hmm.
and that didn't work, so my dad went searching around for some bakeries that could help.
Mm-hmm.
A dozen bakeries, and then Connell's, they said that they would do it,
mm-hmm.
and they
yeah.
made them.
Yeah. Did they?
Tries.
No, go ahead. What were you saying?
It took a couple tries, too. A
couple tries at the bakery there. Did they want part of the action, though, the bakery, then? Did they want to get on the money part of it when the money starts pouring in? Because it's your invention.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Okay, got to cut them in. I guess that's business, though. That's how it works. Have you had other inventions besides the curved bratwurst bun?
No.
Okay. Because when I was a kid, I was thinking things would be cool. Like, I thought you could get a fluorescent bulb. This is before they had them, you know, like a tube-type fluorescent bulb that would screw into a regular socket, but it'd be kind of hard to screw it in because it'd be 3 feet long and screw it into it. But when I was a kid, I thought of that, and it was almost brilliant. However, we're not talking about me. We're talking about you. Now, and so are they being produced right now, these buns?
Yeah.
They're by mass produced? I mean, are they on trucks right now heading for most of the nation?
We're shipping them.
Yeah. We're shipping them out. You're shipping. I like the way you think. So they're getting shipped out. What are they called, Sidney?
Sidney's Curvy Brat Buns.
Sidney's Curvy Brat Buns. And I understand that you even are working on the promotion of it. You have a jingle that goes with it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't mind doing it for us, would you?
No.
Oh, okay. This is the jingle for Sidney's Curvy Brat Buns.
But never forget, Sidney's Curvy Brat Buns.
Catchy. That's catchy. That was our audience there. They dig it because we've all had this problem with the brat buns, and then all the stuff that you put on top of the brats tends to get forced out of it because of the pressure of the curvature of the bratwurst. So this is ideal. But it's a little it's a little hard to conceive of. Does it work really well?
What was that?
Does your bun work really well? I mean, your curved bun?
Yeah.
It does. Does it cover the entire bratwurst?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that sounds excellent. Excellent. Well, that's amazing. And your dad, Ralph, is he there too?
Ralph's the baker. I'm
sitting with him. Oh, I'm sorry. What's your name then?
My name is Ralph Cooey from Kyle's Orchard Bakery. We're the ones that helped Sydney develop the bun.
Oh, okay. All right, so the bakery guy there. He's right there over your shoulder. Okay, so he wants to get his cut. That's it. Are any of them sesame buns, or are they all pretty, or poppy seed?
We started with them that way. That's the way Sydney and his dad kind of made, and then...
Yep.
We've been selling them. People have asked them without it, so we've made most of them without right now.
Yeah. And Sydney, this is going to pay for your college education, don't you think?
Hopefully,
yeah. What are you going to go to school for? Are you going to go to school for some kind of business thing?
I don't know.
Yeah. A little early to think about. What's the matter with me? Sydney, it's a pleasure speaking with you. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Sydney Claxton, ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Chippewa Falls, shipping his buns, even as we speak.
Very nice. Very nice.